And now, the Taking Notes podcast theme song. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort. It's not really much of a song yet.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 155 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
Julian, with whom did we speak to today?
We spoke with the authors of the X Pages Extension Library book that just came out recently on IBM Press. It's a book and an ebook. You can get one or the other or both. And the people we spoke with that authored it were Paul Hannon, Declan Lynch, Jeremy Hodge, Paul Withers, and Tim Tripconey, or Tripconey. And so it was really just us trying to talk to them about the process of putting together a book, what kinds of things are in the book, what some of their favorite things are, either about the book or about the extension library itself. And so if you have any interest whatsoever in X Pages, then I think this is going to be a good podcast for you.
I agree. They did a really great job of describing their role in the book, which chapters they wrote, just a whole bunch of other things, too. You know, they talked about which controls they like, and Tim actually talked about, you know, taking the extension library and maybe creating your own and how to get started with that. What else, Julian?
I think anything else, we're just going to have to ask people to listen to the podcast and tune in.
Right.
So that's a good intro, but I'd hate to give away the whole thing.
Yeah, and for those of you who missed episode 154 with Paul Calhoun and Russ Mayer, hey, go download it, have a listen. It's 21 minutes of X Pages goodness. So let's have a listen to Paul Hannon, Declan Lynch, Jeremy Hodge, Paul Withers, and Tim Tripconey talk about the book.
Okay, first up to bat is Paul Hannon. Hello, Paul. Just tell the audience who you are and kind of go from there and talk to us about what your role was in getting this X Pages Extension Library book published.
Hi, Julian. Yeah, my name is Paul Hannon, and I am I work in the X Pages runtime team here in Dublin at the IBM Ireland Software Lab. I also work with the guys who brought you the Mastering X Pages book and the X Pages Portable Command book, you know, namely Martin Donnelly, Tony McGuckin, you know, and Maura Kyo, as well as Dan O'Connor there on the designer team. So my role in the X Pages book was, along with writing a few chapters, I was the lead author in the book, i.e. like the project manager, the kind of go-between IBM Press and Pearson's, you know, the publisher. And I was also the chief worrier and anxiety leader. So that was, I guess, that was my role and who I am in the book, I suppose.
Okay. Well, how do you go from having anxiety about a book to actually getting it published and pulling the team together and things like that? I mean, you guys are all over the world. And despite the fact that you're all experts with X Pages itself, you know, it seems like there's a lot of coordination that needs to go on. How do you kind of pull all that together?
With a lot of difficulty, I suppose. Like, you know, it all kicked off at Lotusphere 2011, and that infamous tweet from Phil, and how we agreed to write that book together. I suppose we just got caught up in all the enthusiasm, and then in the cold light of day, we kind of just got together and decided, yeah, this was a good idea, and we, you know, came together quite quickly, and you know, with Skype and Domino Dropbox are very good tools, you know, to get a book going together. And I suppose we just took it from there.
Yeah. Well, certainly there's other people that besides the five or six we have on the call that were involved in the book as well. Is there, you know, how big is the team in terms of putting an actual book together? You know, are there people kind of behind the scenes that you only sort of see in the credits?
I think like was a lot of volunteers, definitely. After Lotus Fair 2011, when we kind of proposed the book, which came about as a joke really at the start, and then things got a bit serious when Phil tweeted and made that tweet, and then he said to contact me for the next version of the X Pages book, Mastering X Pages book, but which and we kind of then it got pretty serious thereafter, where an IBM Press picked it up. IBM Press then saw our tweet, says, "Yeah, we'd love to meet you and talk about this new proposal." And we said, "Ooh." So I met with them and started talking to Stephen Stansel and Eli Soufer from IBM Press, and they liked the idea. And so when the guys who volunteered, then they're all present on the call, you know, jumped in there and says, "Yeah, we want to be part of it," and plus quite a few others as well. And hopefully, I got them acknowledged in the book in the acknowledgement section. And so they came on board. And for the next 2, 3, 4 months, like we got serious about it, and you know, started wondering what to write it about. And the most likely thing we kicked around, and it seemed the subject that seemed to come back with us all the time was the extension library, and mm-hmm. how it was introduced back in 8.5.2, when that was released September 2010, and the IBM Press then worked with us on the proposal. They liked it, they accepted it, but they wanted us to trim back on the number of authors, and in hindsight, I think it was a good decision.
Well, and you still ended up with over 500 pages, so that's a pretty healthy book.
Yeah, kind of a surprising in the end, although, like, you know, we started out writing the book about this time last year, well, June, July. There was only really the core really new controls that were coming in with the extension library, but there wasn't yet the relational stuff to come out, nor the mobile stuff, the new mobile controls, nor the social enabler, and the REST services wasn't on board yet. So
yeah,
that came on board later, and then we said, "Oh yeah, I must include that in the book." So I don't think there's any surprise really that it came over to 500. I think we could have done more, you know, but 500 is a nice round figure of what we set out to aim for, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and give the audience just an overview of what the extension library is. And in terms of versions, I know that it seems like they were coming out with 4 or 5 or 6 versions a month there for a while at the beginning of the year. Of the library is to tell us also if the book covers a specific version of the library, or if it's still applicable to what we can download right now.
Yeah. Well, basically what what the extension library is, it's a new set of X Pages controls that live alongside your existing X Pages controls and capabilities and functionality. And, I suppose, like, you know, the extension library was added released early to the OpenNTF, so that we could get feedback on it earlier than we usually do, rather than waiting, you know, a couple of years for the next release. We wanted to get stuff out early, so that's the reason why we kind of released it in that way, and it was to get good feedback from the community on that, and good feedback we did get. And then this time last year, we also, not only did we start to write a book, we decided then to put the extension library into the product and get it fully supported by IBM. And this was going on as we were writing the book. So as you can imagine, like, you know, we were writing about a moving target, as well as the new capabilities that were coming on board. And so by, say, like, when it was when the extension library was released in December, in the upgrade packs, it's fully supported by IBM, and it's the same. And the version that was then released to OpenNTF, which can around the same time in December last year, contains everything that's in the upgrade pack alongside the social enabler capabilities and the relational data support. So the book is based around that release in December, the upgrade pack one in on top of Domino 8.5.3. And it also covers the release around the same time to OpenNTF of the extension library. So the code in both is exactly the same. The only real difference you'll see, might see, is in the licensing and copyrights of the two. And that's basically the code base is the same, except for, of course, in OpenNTF, there was the social enabler and the relational data support.
Well, next up, we're going to talk with Declan Shola Lynch. And Declan created, a number of years ago, this awesome blog series on getting started with XPages. So in my books, Declan was the author of the first XPages book. But Declan, can you introduce yourself to everyone, let them know who you are and what you do?
Yep. Hi, I'm Declan Shola Lynch. I work as an administrator and a developer for a company called Zarnowski. And obviously, I've been involved with XPages since pretty much the beginning when IBM first announced and released versions of Notes Domino with XPages capabilities.
Declan, would you say that this book, right, the XPages Extensibility Library book, is more about, well, less about documentation and more about like hands-on doing kinds of things?
Yeah, I would agree with that. One of the things that we aimed for with the book was to show in a real environment how these controls can be used. And to do that, we looked at both the XPages sample database that comes with when you install the XPages extension the extension library, and also the Team Room database, which has been upgraded for XPages, which also makes use of a lot of the extension library controls. So what we did is we took those two databases, and throughout the book, we referenced them, showing how the different controls are used within those databases to give you, real-world examples.
Declan, which chapters did you write in the book?
So as I had the admin skills, I did a lot of the installation and deployment chapters, so how to actually install the extension library onto your Domino server or onto your client machines, which is important if you're going to be using the XPages in the client aspects of XPages. So I did that particular chapter. Also did a little bit of work on the chapter which talks about the team room and how the team room works. And the main chapter from a coding or extension library coding point of view was the chapter 8, which is all about the navigation and outlines. And in that chapter, I go into, a deeper information on how all the what's known as tree nodes work. And tree nodes are what you can put into all the different your navigation controls and menu type controls.
That was three nodes or tree nodes?
Tree, as in T-R-E-E.
Sorry, you set yourself up for that one.
Wow. I know I did.
So what about, three favorite controls of yours in the extension library? What would they be?
Oh, wow. We use the extension library a lot in our work environment. And I would say that the controls that we use the most, the big one is going to be the application layout control. We use our own One UI-based look and feel for all our applications. And the application layout control makes creating our new Notes applications very, very, very fast. It's just a matter of dragging the application control onto our page, fill in a couple of configuration options, and away you go. The base of the application is already created. In terms of other controls that we would use a lot and which I like, one would be the form layout control, which makes all your forms that users have to fill out online very, very easy to create and maintain, and makes them look great when you're using the One UI environment. and also navigators. I use the navigator control quite a bit, and that's where the whole tree nodes that you can build your navigation system from come into play.
All right, well, next up we've got Jeremy Hodge. Jeremy, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners and let them know who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name is Jeremy Hodge, obviously, and I work for a company in southern Michigan called Zeta One Solutions Group, and we are a consultant. So we do, IT related services, programming. Basically it has a screen, or in some cases, even if it doesn't, we work with it and make it run for you.
All right. Well, as far as the book goes, what kinds of stuff did you work on? What is your claim to data and information that you shared with this book?
So I wrote chapter 4, which is form controls, dynamic content. I wrote chapter 12 on the RDBMS, the JDBC connectivity, and then kind of lent a hand with Tim there to write on the Java there at the final chapter. I forgot what I was going to say now.
Okay. Sorry about that. Well, I was going to ask you a little bit more about JDBC, because I think that's a pretty interesting thing that the extension library can do. Now, that's something that's only available from the OpenNTF version of the extension library, or was that part of Upgrade Pack? I can't remember.
Now, that's part of the what they're calling the XLibX, or the experimental side of the extension library. Mm-hmm. So that right now is only available from OpenNTF, which that includes the social enabler and the RDBMS controls. So that doesn't come in UP1. You have to basically only use the OpenNTF version. But it's straight from there.
Okay. Well, you want to give people maybe a 30-second or 1-minute overview of that connectivity? Because I think that's pretty interesting that you can just connect to anything now through JDBC to an X page.
Yeah, it's pretty slick, actually. It gives you basically, without a lot of effort, really, it gives you a full control to connect to RDBMS systems. Anything that you can get a JDBC driver for, you can connect up and use natively right in your X page. You basically just create a package for the driver, install it on your server, and then there's a series of controls. So data controls such as the query, JDBC query, or there's another one there I don't remember the name of right off the top of my head, but that basically give you the ability to execute a query against a SQL data source and pull back the result data set and use just like you would use if it was a notes view or a notes document right in your application. And then there's some at commands, some at functions that are written in there to help you to programmatically do some things like modify documents, delete documents, or record sets. Really interact for programmatically from a between a XPage application and RDBMS system, through that whole series of deals. And there's some Java application stuff as well in there that's very similar, but it really gives you a really strong foundation to build these applications from, where you don't have to worry about things like, a lot of the more advanced interaction elements that you normally would have to learn about dealing with an RDBMS system, like a connection pool. It allows you to optimize and maintain scalability and performance and stuff like that. And it really just hands it all to you really in an easy way to do it. So,
yeah. Well, any other either hidden gems or sort of favorite features from the extension library you'd like to highlight?
One of the things that I hear quite a bit off from different people is, I wish I could do more with like subforms, or can I compute a subform? I can't do that in XPages. And one of the things I like to point out is, well, you can really, especially with the extension library, because there's a control called the it's called the dynamic content control. And what it allows you to do is set up basically a facet where you can include different pieces of code or different components or controls, and then dynamically choose at runtime which ones are going to be loaded, which ones are going to be viewed. And they're actually stuck into and pulled out of the JSF tree, just like a subform would be, and you don't incur the extra overhead of just having them there and turned on or off with just rendered fields, which adds all the overhead normally, and this prevents that. So it's a really kind of a cool control.
Next up is Paul Withers. Paul, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, yeah, I'm a senior developer at a company called Intex Systems, who are a IBM Premier Business Partner based in the UK near London. And I've been working with Domino for about 12 years now, working with XPages since 8.5.0. So got in there fairly early and went through a lot of the pain.
Awesome. So, Paul, which chapters did you write?
So I wrote a lot of the Dojo ones. When the core came out at Lotusphere in 2011, I'd been speaking with David Leedy on Dojo, and I'd done quite a bit on Dojo, so it made sense for me to offer my skills on those chapters. So I did the Dojo Made Easy chapter, pop-ups, dialogues, tooltips and pickers, and also the Dojo elements of the navigation chapter. And because I'd also done some work on views, I took that very meaty chapter as well.
Paul, you've also done some work with the mobile controls, and can you tell us a little bit about your affinity for those controls?
Well, what I think is good about those mobile controls is that it allows you to quickly and quite easily build up a mobile web interface, which automatically applies the CSS depending upon whether it's Android or whether it's iOS, and gives you the flexibility to load pages dynamically and have transitions between them. I've set up for sessions at Lugs, I set up a demo in kind of half an hour with three mobile pages. So it's very easy to set those up. And it's worth bearing in mind that as well as the mobile controls that you see under the mobile category in the right-hand side of the navigation, some of the other controls, things like the data view and the form table, you can drag and drop those on, and you get a different renderer applied if it's mobile compared to if it's web. You can use the same custom control for a view or for a table, and it will automatically change the look of the output depending on whether it's mobile or web. So that's very useful as well.
And Paul, your favorite control is?
I think probably one of the favorites is the data view. It's so flexible and so powerful. It takes up probably a good chunk of chapter 7 on views. But I also then come back to it at the end with the form, with a forum view. So what you've got in the team room, for example, is that data view used quite liberally. And with a forum layout, then you can show detailed information. And it's also used for the members view in the team room as well. So that instead of, if you look at the members view compared to one of the all documents view or those kind of views, it looks very different. It looks completely different. It's only when you kind of look under the hood that you realize that it's actually exactly the same control in both places, just with some different settings for showing multiple rows or not showing content. So it's extremely powerful. And a lot of that additional content can be loaded either with a partial refresh or client side with a JSON request. So it has some great, powerful functionality to optimize performance as well. So that's a very powerful one. And one also that I wrote about and forgot until someone prompted me about it just the other day was the pop-up menu. That allows you to apply right-click functionality with client-side JavaScript in views, for example, and just needs applying to a link or a button and gives you pop-up menu functionality. So that's very powerful, and I can see that being used quite a lot in the future.
Great. So last up, we have last but not least, Tim Tripconi. So Tim, would you like to let our listeners know who you are and what you do?
Sure. I am Tim Tripconi, or Tripconi if you prefer. And I work at a little company called JBS, and I'm a member of the Transformer team there. For about a year and a half, I led the team that is actually creating an extension library of our own on top of the extension library, made up of controls that do all the things Transformer needs to do. But I've recently shifted to being a liaison between that team and our professional services folks. So nowadays, my job is kind of threefold. Doing a lot of formal documentation about how our product works, and sorry, my train of thought just derailed.
we'll cut all that out.
Okay, yeah. The second part is research into here's what we're trying to do. We don't know how to do it. What's a best practice? And then the third part is just sort of being a general go-to guru, I guess. So whether it's people that are trying to design controls and they want advice on how it should be structured or what approaches should be taken, mm-hmm. or if it's somebody who's actually trying to use the product, I try to be the guy that they can bounce ideas off of or look to for help. So that's what I'm up to these days.
Wow.
I also try to put stuff out on OpenNTF in my blog whenever possible, so that the larger community as a whole can benefit. So that, I guess that's pretty much me.
That's Tim in a nutshell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with the book, did you write specific chapters? What are your stakes in the ground as far as the book went?
Well, I was the primary author for the chapter about the application layout control. But as Hodge indicated, he and I co-wrote the chapter on that was specifically about Java development in the extension library or in XPages in general.
All right. Well, now you've done lots of cool things with Java and Managed Beans with XPages. You've done some excellent sessions at Lotusphere and Lugs on themes and some of the really deep dives into XPage technology. So, you mentioned your blog before and some projects you've worked on. And do you have anything that you'd like to kind of discuss or tell the listeners about in terms of being able to use the XPages library in real life and do some really cool stuff with it?
Well, I guess my favorite right now is an OpenNTF project I created that I called Water Cooler, which is a persistent chat application for Domino. It's kind of like Skype without the audio. In fact, it was commissioned, I guess, by Mark Hughes because he had some pet peeves with Skype and figured, somebody could probably create an XPage app that was similar. And as far as the extension library, I hate making UI decisions. So I would echo what Declan said in that the application layout component is awesome. It's literally in like 5 to 10 minutes, you can decide and define your entire application layout and then that decision's done with. When I get some idea about some wacky thing I want to try, in the past, I would often get hung up on, well, what do I want this to look like? And then I'd, you know, tinker with that for a few hours and then lose interest. And now I just slap the application layout on a page and, you know, as Declan mentioned, set a couple of config options. And then that's done. I don't have to make those decisions anymore. I can focus on whatever weird idea I wanted to try to see if it's even feasible. The other control that I want to call attention to, though, from that project is the JSON RPC component. I love that component. It's on Stack Overflow, we see questions a lot about how do I call server-side JavaScript from client-side JavaScript? And that's one of the things that the RPC component excels at. I think in the design palette, it's listed as remote services, but really what it is it allows you to define a JSON RPC for your application. So it's this really light way for your client-side code to tell the server to run some method. And for anybody with experience in web services, it's kind of like web services with a lot of the complexity removed. So you're calling server-side methods from client-side. You know what arguments the server is expecting, and then it's going to send back a JSON packet that automatically gets, you know, pulled into an object, et cetera. So there's a number of things in Watercooler that I was able to do because of that component that would have been a heck of a lot more difficult without it. And it allowed me to keep the kind of performance I was looking for, so that you can have near real-time chat updates, et cetera, without your server running away screaming.
Right, Tim, I believe that on an upcoming podcast, Phil Rian, right, the X-Pages architect, and yourself are going to be joining Julian and I for a special episode. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Can you give us just a little hint about what we're going to be talking about? A little one?
Well, given that I'm waiting on Phil to confirm that he's gotten legal approval.
Damn legal.
I actually don't know how much I can tease about it, but I can tell you that it's it has to do with something I blogged about once that Phil told me later, oh, hey, I'm working on the same thing. And so recently he and I started talking about, well, why don't we just make it a joint OpenNTF project? Again, he's going through IBM legal, and that's always a bit of a minefield. But apparently he's close to getting approval for that. And once he does, then we're going to create this joint OpenNTF project. And I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
Well, you know, and you know, I have found that the best way to fast track something through IBM legal is to do a podcast about it first before you've done it. And generally it just sails right through.
Yeah.
Because then you're asking for forgiveness, not permission.
No. Exactly, right.
And just say that Bruce and Julian said it was okay. I mean, that's all the approval that they should need. So
sometimes the cart leads the horse.
So the X-Pages extension library book, a step-by-step guide to the next generation of X-Pages components. It's 537 pages of goodness created by Paul Hannon, Declan Shola Lynch, Paul Withers, Jeremy Hodge, and Tim Tripconi. It's available at www.ibmpressbooks.com. It is available in hard copy as an ebook and is available on Kindle and as an Apple iBook. So, guys, I'm going to start with Paul. Paul, any parting words for listeners about the book?
Which Paul?
Paul, you, Paul.
Okay. Hey, great. Parting words, I suppose. Hope you get as much out of the book as much we put into it, the gang of us, as well as the co-authors. We put a lot of work into this, and you know, hope you get stuff out of this, like we talked about just now. and that's it works for you.
Right on. Declan, how about you?
Now, I would suggest, you know, go up to OpenNTS and have a look at the newer projects which are up there, which are starting to use the extension library. You can, you know, download them, pull them apart, and get more examples of how the extension library is put to use in real world applications. And that should help you start building your own applications much easier.
Mr. Withers.
Well, I'd say the first thing to do, anyone who's been on Twitter recently will know this, is make sure you've got the book the right way up. Russ Meyer will definitely appreciate that one, I'm sure. But apart from that, I'd say dig into the demo application. There is so much in there and good examples. Dig into it, have a play with it, play around with the various bits and extend them, really get to know what's in there, and definitely have a look at the team room and discussion database as well for good implementations, to see what works and what can be extended.
Right on. And for those of you who didn't understand Paul's reference to Russ Meyer's holding the book upside down, I would just go visit the IBM Press Facebook page for a picture of Russ doing that. Jeremy, how about yourself?
The big thing I'd say is, remember that this is all open source. Get out to OpenNTF, download the source code, dig through it, learn it. It's great, great lessons in Java. And if a guy like David Leedy can learn Java and actually write managed beans, I think anybody can. So, get out there and really dig into the source and learn how this stuff works in the back end. It's amazing how much you learn from that.
Yeah, and David's starting a new video podcast called Cooking Barbecue with Paul Calhoun. So, inside reference, listen to episode 154 for that one. And last but not least, Tim, how about yourself?
Well, one topic that is near and dear to my heart is, while this book is very thorough about the extension library, I just want to kick the dead horse that this isn't the extension library. It's an extension library. So there's been some chatter about how cool it is that we've got sort of a hat trick or a trilogy of books about XPages now from IBM Press. Mastering XPages, the Portable Command Guide, and now the XPages Extension Library. But all three of those talk about what IBM gave us. Now, with the Extension Library, there was a lot of interactivity with the community about how they would give that to us. But this is just one Extension Library. It's the one that IBM gave us. So start looking at the extensibility API documentation out on the wiki. And I'm hoping that some of our readers will take this book as inspiration to start creating their own extension libraries so that they can create organization-specific controls or even application-specific controls that mold the platform to be what they need, not what IBM assumes they need.
Right, and there is a project on OpenNTF called the XSP Starter Project. So have a look at that. I think that was done by Nathan Freeman and yourself, right, Tim?
Yes, that was primarily Nathan. And actually, that consists mostly of other JSF artifacts that you can create. There's not a whole lot of component or control-specific stuff in there. But I'm glad you brought that up because it's not just controls. It's custom data sources, custom converters, navigation handlers. It's all the other stuff that you can add in extension libraries over and above just controls.
Well, guys, on behalf of the XPages community, I want to thank you for this awesome resource for all XPages developers. I was able to get a review copy from Pearson yesterday, and I've gone through the whole book, skimmed through it all, and I have to say that you guys have done an awesome job. Julian, any further questions in our show outline for our special guests?
No, I don't think so. I mean, for anyone listening, which I am assuming is everyone who is currently hearing my voice, then we will have links to all of the things we've talked about and more on the show notes on the website, including where to buy the book and some links to some of the OpenNTF projects we've discussed and some things like that. So just go on to the show notes to get more information.
Well, that's a wrap for episode 155 of the Taking Notes podcast. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you all next time.